Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again, and I thank you for joining me. Well, yesterday I began a message I've entitled Our Christmas Gifts to the Lord, and we were looking at a very familiar passage of Scripture recorded in the second chapter of Matthew, with gives an account of the wise men having traveled from afar, coming to King Herod, and said, "We've seen the star of the King of the Jews in the east, and we've made this long trip, and we want to see him." And of course, they were quite surprised, Herod and the court, and he consulted with the religious leaders, and they found in the book of the prophet Micah that it talked about, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel," referring to the Messiah. And so he said, "Go search for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me where he is." And so the star that they had been following stood over where Jesus was born, where he was with his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. And it said they came, they rejoiced to see the star, and they presented gifts to him. And so as I was waiting on the Lord, and I said, "What do these gifts represent?" I would like to share with you that the gifts that they presented, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, represents spiritual traits and attributes in the life of every believer. They're spiritual as well as practical significance. So without further ado, let's look at the first of the gifts that was mentioned, and it was the gift of gold. And I would suggest to you that gold represents, first of all, our salvation, and then basically the quality of our spiritual stance in God, our position, if you will. The gift of gold represents, if you will, a life that is wholly, purely, and completely surrendered to the Lord. Now, in order to fully understand this, I want to share some fascinating things with you on the subject of gold that comes from Bible Dictionary Encyclopedia. And these are just some general characteristics on the precious substance known as gold. And throughout the ages, it has stood as the most valuable of all the minerals and commodities, if you will. So, first of all, it was imported. This metal apparently was not easily obtained or obtainable at all in Palestine. Some of it was imported from Sheba, which is a part of Arabia, some from Ophir, the precious gold of Ophir. We know Scripture refers to that. And that has been identified with the west coast of India and with some part of the eastern coast of Africa. Basically, we have no right standing in ourselves, but because of the work that Jesus did, his precious blood applied to cover our sins, to wash away our sins, we now have right standing before the Father. Remember, the veil of the temple, 4 inches thick, was torn when he died. That represents the access that every believer now has to enter into the Holy of Holies, praise God. And so gold was something, it wasn't in ourselves. There's not one of us that are righteous. We certainly cannot claim that. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we have been imported from the kingdom of darkness, if you will, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And, oh, since ancient times, gold was very precious. It wasn't hard. I mean, it was hard to find. And so from a very early date, it was used for ornamental purposes. And that was true even when stone held the place of metal for weapons and tools. In Isaiah 62 and 3, and it's referring to God's people, we shall be as a royal diadem in his hands, or a crown, that headband worn as a badge of royalty. Now, for you history buffs, gold also, where is it obtained? Well, you have to dig for it, or it can be obtained by washing river sands and other alluvial deposits. And that's still a method of supply. There are a lot of folks today that still go to the foothills of California panning for gold. Remember the big gold rush of 1849 when gold was discovered? Well, that was how it was sought. They used a gold pan and they swirled it around, and gold, being very heavy, would remain at the bottom of the pan, and the other minerals, the other earth, could just be rinsed or washed off. Let me share a couple passages with you found in Ephesians 5, 25 and 26, which says, Christ loved the church that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And then in Titus, the third chapter, verses 4 and 5, it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. All right, praise God. So let's move on now and look at what are some of the characteristics of gold. Well, aside from that fact that it's very valuable, gold is a very soft metal. It's fusible. In other words, it can be fused or it can be joined together. And in Exodus, the 31st chapter, verses 3 and 4, this is in reference to Bezaleel, the son of Uri. He devised cunning works to work in gold, in silver, and in brass. And then, of course, we all probably remember, every time I read that scripture, remember when Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the law, and he was gone 40 days, and the people started getting fretful, and they were impatient, waiting on Moses. They thought he's never coming back, so they approached Aaron, and Aaron, when he was trying to make excuse to Moses, he said, you know, they took off their golden jewelry, and they gave it to him, and he just put all that jewelry in the fire, and behold, out came a calf. Like, all by itself, it came out, right? Anyway, that was the golden calf. We could see that gold could be melted with heat and fused together. And we think of 1 Corinthians 12:27 that says, now ye are many members, in particular of the body of Christ. There's but one body, but we are members in particular. And then very similar, aside from being fusible, it's malleable, which means it can be formed and shaped. Another reference out of Exodus 39 and 3 says, and they did beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires. Imagine how careful craftsmanship that would have taken to work it. Can you imagine? They worked it into the blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and the fine linen with cunning work. These were the holy garments of the priests. And in Jeremiah 18, 1 and 6, behold, as clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. It's God who's forming and shaping us. Is that not true? And that's what he doesn't want us to be rigid. He doesn't want us to be set in our ways. He doesn't want us to be as a hard stone or rock, but he wants us to be malleable. This is the characteristic of gold. And of course, it's precious, it's rare, it's of great value and highly esteemed. It is the basic currency of the markets of the world, really. Isaiah 13 and 12, I'll give you a scripture reference. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. And it is valuable. And this is, of course, Job was speaking of the value of wisdom. Job 28, 15 and 16 says, "It cannot be gotten with gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold." And of course, Proverbs talks about wisdom, and wisdom representing basically the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we know that gold becomes more valuable when it's pure and fine. Now, I don't know much about gold, but there's 24 karat, there's, you know, 12 karat, there's various 14 karat gold, there's various levels of gold depending on the purity. And the most valuable gold is that which is purest and fine. Psalm 19 and 10 says, regarding the laws, the statutes, and the commandments of the Lord, "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb." Praise God. And, of course, we know our faith is as gold tried in the fire. My time is gone, and we're going to continue this message next week. We're going to be looking at, again, still looking at gold, how we are tried by affliction. That's why we're as precious gold before Him. Well, beloved, I love you. I thank you for joining me, and I pray you are as thrilled and excited by the marvels of the Holy Spirit, how He uses the details of Scripture to give us spiritual revelation. I love you, beloved. Thank God for you. I thank you for your prayers, your prayerful support, and I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I know this is a hard time for many people, and the holidays, it's not always celebration. It can be very lonely and a very distressing time. So I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and know that I pray for you and will send back what God would give to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.